Whose is it, eh? Whose is it? Whose is it?
I'm not saying.
You're not saying?
I don't have to tell you.
You don't have to tell me?
I don't. You can't make me.
Oh, you are a silly sod.
I know I am.
He's got to marry you.
He can't.
Of course he can.
He can't.
Why?
Because he's already married.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, I knew you wouldn't like it.
Like it? Who would like it? No one. No one in their right mind, in their wrong mind, in any mind would like it, would they?
I don't suppose they would.
Oh, my Lord. I don't know who I want to murder more. You or him.
If he murdered me, they'd hang you.
Well, I'm not going to murder you, am I? It's just a figure of speech. Doesn't mean I'm going to murder anyone. Just means I feel like it. Doesn't mean I'll do it. I might slap you, though. I'd like to. I'd like to slap your silly face, looking at me with those big eyes, like you don't have a care in the world. And look what you've done to yourself. Look what you've done to me.
You mustn't worry about it.
I mustn't worry about it.
I'll leave Scarborough and go away.
Go away?
Yeah.
Where?
Somewhere.
How will you get there?
I'll take a train.
And then what?
I'll rent myself a little room. I'll tell everyone my husband's away. See, I'll call myself Mrs. Flowers.
Mrs. Flowers? Where did you get that from?
I like the sound of it.
And what will you live on?
I'll get a job. I will. That's what I'll do.
And who will look after the baby while you're doing this job?
I'll pay someone.
Who?
A nice lady. Someone kind and gentle who smells of bread.
Someone who smells of bread?
Yeah.
What about Barry Dodds?
What about him?
He thinks the world of you. And I don't know why, because you're daft in the head. He must be daft in the head too, but at least you'd have a husband.
I don't want an husband if it's Barry Dodds.
He's gainfully employed.
He's an undertaker.
What's wrong with that?
He's got teeth. Like gravestones.
Beggars can't be choosers.
I'm not a beggar.
You will be if you move to somewhere thinking you can look after yourself and a baby. I'll go round there right now and have a word with him.
What will you say to him?
I thought we could go to pictures.
All right.
There's a film called Brighton Rock.
All right.
It's about a gangster, played by Richard Attenborough.
Oh.
Meant to be very good.
All right.
After that, we'll get a bite to eat, shall we?
All right.
Right, then.
Right.
Are you cold?
No, I'm all right.
You're shivering?
I'm all right.
Your teeth are chattering.
My teeth do that a lot.
Do they?
Don't know why. Happens when I'm nervous.
Are you nervous now?
A bit.
Why?
I just am.
I am too.
Are you?
I'm of a fairly nervous disposition.
I didn't know that.
Not many people do. I'm a dark horse, mate. People think I'm just out for a laugh, but I'm actually quite a serious person with serious thoughts. I have the strangest dreams. I really do. Do you?
Me?
Do you have strange dreams?
Yeah. Done everyone. I mean, most dreams are strange, aren't they? Because they're dreams. That's what dreams are for. To be strange, I mean.
You look very nice, by the way. Did I say that? Did I say that already?
You did.
That's nerves, that is. Be Christmas soon.
Yeah.
Christmas is our busiest time.
Is it?
Lot of death. The film were good, weren't it?
It were good, but sad.
He got what were coming to him.
What I wasn't sad about him. I was sad about her.
She was stupid.
But it wasn't her fault.
Well, if it weren't her fault, then whose was it?
Well, his. For marrying her, for making her think he loved her.
What are you going to eat?
I'll have a cup of tea.
Don't you want to eat something?
No, I'm not very hungry.
You've got to have something or it won't look right.
What won't?
Me, sitting here with a steak and kidney pie and you only drinking a cup of tea.
What can I get you?
We'll have two steak and kidney pies and two teas, please.
Two steak and kidneys, two teas. Be right back.
You've got to eat, haven't you? You've got to keep your strength up.
Oh, I suppose so.
You do. Of course you do.
Did she tell you then?
She did.
And you still wanted to take me out?
I did.
Well, that's very decent of you.
I'm a decent man.
I'm sure you are.
I know you don't think much of me.
I never said that.
You never needed to.
I'm sorry.
Wouldn't look at me twice, would you, till now?
I don't know what to say.
But as I said, I'm a decent man. And truth is, I've always loved you.
You hardly know me.
I've loved you from afar. Well, not that far.
not that far with us living in the same street and that, but you always kept your distance, see, so you were near and far at the same time. Anyway, yes, your mother did outline situation, your current predicament, and I am prepared. I would be prepared to do the honourable thing.
Which is what?
Well, marry you, obviously.
What would your mother say?
Well, she'd say I'm a fool.
Aren't they beautiful?
Beautiful?
They make me think of the sun coming out.
You didn't tell me there were two.
I didn't know.
If I'd known there'd be two...
What?
I might not have married you.
Well, you would. You would have done because of the money.
What money?
She told me that she gave you money.
That was to help us set up.
Set up what?
Our life together.
Living with your mother?
We'll get a place of our own soon enough.
When?
When we can afford it.
And when will that be?
Are they identical?
I think so.
It's the identical ones that are the worst.
What do you mean?
They're the ones you got to watch.
Watch for what?
Watch for anything.
Shh, baby. Shh. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to his nonsense.
What are you calling them?
Jean and Margaret.
Which one's which?
This is Jeanie. And this is Meg.
How can you tell?
I just can.
So, when can we have one of our own?
What do you mean?
My mother wants to know.
At the end of the rainbow,
there's a unicorn.
His favourite food is lemon sherbets.
And chips. And his best friend is a princess.
Called Meg.
Called Meg Genie.
Her dress is gold.
With silver stars.
And Princess Meg Genie said, I think perhaps it was stolen by a bad man with a big black hat.
And the unicorn said, then we must get it back.
And the princess said, he has terrible teeth which he doesn't brush.
Don't worry, princess. We will rescue your crown from the bad man.
With the hat and the teeth?
With the hat and the teeth.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with him.
He won't stop. He's been like it all day.
Give him here. He just wanted his daddy, that's all it was. He were crying for his daddy, weren't you? Who's my lovely boy? Who is my lovely boy, eh? Did that make you laugh? Did it? There's nothing wrong with him. He's right as rain.
I feel like I'm sinking, Barry.
What you on about?
I feel like I'm on a boat in a sea of tears and I'm sinking.
What are you two whispering?
Leave them.
I want to know what they're saying.
They're just playing.
They're talking about me.
Why would they be talking about you?
Because they don't like me.
That's because you're not nice to them.
I am. I am nice to them. They're not nice to me.
What do they do to you that's not nice?
They stare at me.
What's wrong with that? We're staring.
I don't like it.
Oh, Barry.
They're up to something.
They're just playing.
Where'd they get those eyes from?
Oh, don't start that again.
I want to know.
I told you.
You told me nothing.
I said...
Whose eyes are they?
I feel like I'm sinking.
All that.
And still you keep going on.
Because you never give me an answer.
Girls, why don't you go outside and play for a bit?
All right.
Don't go far, though, will you?
No, Mum.
Wait.
What?
What are you doing?
Which one are you? Are you Jeanie or Meg?
I'm Jeanie.
You're Meg, aren't you?
No, I'm Jeanie.
I know that you're Meg.
You just said that you can't tell the difference between them.
I know she's Meg because I know she's lying. If she were Jeanie, she'd say she were Meg. If she were Meg, she'd say she's Jeanie. That's how I know. That's how I keep track of them.
Oh, Jeanie, have a sherbet lemon and take one for Meg. I'll call you in for your tea in a bit, all right?
All right.
We can't afford them.
Can't afford what?
Sherbet lemons. Not since I've lost my job.
What?
I've been laid off.
When?
Today.
Why didn't you say?
I've just said.
Were it something you did?
What?
For you to get fired.
I weren't fired. I were laid off.
With no warning?
Yes.
No warning, so it must have been something you did.
What do you know about it?
What are we going to do? What are we going
to
do?
We'll have to cut back, won't we? We'll have to eat less.
But we've got another baby on the way.
Another baby?
Yeah.
Really? Well, that's fantastic. That's wonderful. Why didn't you say?
I've just said.
What? Why didn't you say before?
Because I was thinking I might get rid of it.
Get rid of it?
But I can't face it. Can't face it all again. I feel like I'm drowning. Like the water's closing over my head and I'll never come back up again. I do. I really do.
Do you think it's a boy or a girl?
What?
Oh, I hope it's a boy. Oh, another boy.
But we can hardly afford to feed the ones we've got.
Twins we can't afford. It's the twins who eat most, isn't it?
This one eats like a champion.
Well, he's a growing boy.
Exactly.
And two girls, nearly five, they'll only get older and bigger, won't they?
Well, he'll only get older and bigger too, and so will the other one.
But by then, we'll be back on our feet.
Well, it's not like we can get rid of the twins, is it?
Well, we could.
Sorry?
They're not even ours.
They're mine.
Exactly, they're not ours.
I love them. I love them more than this one.
Don't say that.
But it's true.
We could put them in a home as a temporary measure.
A temporary measure?
People do it. There's no shame in it.
Of course there's shame in it.
I suppose if we were careful, if we were very careful, we could keep one of them.
Keep one?
You could choose one. Choose which one you wanted to keep.
Over my dead body.
Is she in hospital?
Is she dying?
No, she's not dying.
Then why is she in hospital?
It's because of the baby.
Is she ever coming back?
Can you stop asking me questions?
But is she ever coming back?
Of course.
When?
Soon.
But when?
I told you to stop asking me questions.
Sorry.
And stop staring.
Can we have an ice cream?
No.
Have you got any sherbet lemons?
No. No, I ain't got any bloody sherbet lemons. What's the matter with you? Go and play. Go and play with your brothers and stop staring at me. I can't stand the way you two stare at me. Ine, Mine, my name O.
Are we playing a game?
Are we?
Yes.
Answer me this.
Answer the man?
But he hasn't asked me anything.
Perhaps you could leave us alone, Sister Juliana?
If you like. But we do have other children who are much better behaved. She doesn't deserve any extra attention. She's one of the worst ones we've got.
She seems rather bright to me.
Then I shall leave you to ask your questions, Doctor.
How old are you, Jeannie?
7.5.
Excellent. Well, Jeannie, who is 7.5, I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and I don't want you to think too much about your answers, all right? Just say the first thing that comes into your head. Do you understand?
Yes.
What do you dream about?
Sherbet lemons.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
A detective.
Why do you want to be a detective?
Because they find people who go missing.
That's interesting.
That's what they do, isn't it?
That's one of the things they do. What do you think of the nuns?
I hate them. Except Sister Margaret, who I love.
Why do you love her?
Because she's kind, and she sings like an angel. And when I close my eyes, it's like I'm in heaven.
Do you believe in God?
Yes. No, I don't know.
Why does Sister Juliana say that you are one of the worst ones?
Because I flooded the bathroom.
Oh, and why did you do that?
Because I like water.
And why do you like water?
I don't know. What are you writing down?
Some observations.
Can I ask you something?
Certainly.
Why did Ruth Ellis murder that man?
Because she was mentally disturbed.
Oh.
And because he broke her heart.
Oh.
Why do you want to know?
Sister Juliana said I might end up like her.
Did she?
Is it true that they're going to hang her?
Yes.
When?
Tomorrow.
My name's Mrs. Dodds. Mrs. Nell Dodds, and I've come to fetch Jeannie.
Jeannie who?
Jeannie Dodds. I've come to take her home.
She's not here.
What do you mean?
She's gone.
Gone where?
To London.
Well, when will she be back?
She's gone for good.
Gone for good?
She's been adopted.
What?
She's been adopted by a very distinguished man.
What man?
He's a doctor. A psychiatrist.
What's his name?
I'm afraid that's confidential.
Confidential?
It means I can't tell you.
Oh, I know what that means. I'm not stupid. I might be daft in the head, but I'm not stupid.
There's no need to shout, you know.
He's got to bring her back.
You can't leave a child in hock and expect them still to be here when you get back. A child is not a silver watch.
I know that.
Or a gold locket.
I know that, don't I?
You left her here for 2 years.
I never left her anywhere. I wouldn't have. I never would have left her alone for a moment.
Well, someone left her here.
That was my husband.
Whoever it was, no one came back. We never heard another word, another peep. Inquiries were made, letters were sent.
I were incapacitated. I want myself. I was someone else. I was somewhere else.
Where were you?
I were in hospital.
For 2 years?
Yeah. Almost. I were in and out. I had a baby, another boy. Actually, I had two babies, two more boys. I've got three boys now, which is too much for me. I lost my mother and I lost my mind. But I've got it back now and I need Jeannie back too.
Well...
Well, what?
It sounds as if she's far better off without you.
That's not a very nice thing to say.
I'm not trying to be unkind, but you're obviously not in any position.
That one it. That were not it.
What's his name? The man who adopted her. What's his name?
I don't know, do I? If I knew that...
If she knew that...
Well, you've got to find out. We've got to go back and ask them.
They won't tell us. They won't tell us anything.
Then how are we going to find her?
We're not.
Not ever, ever, ever.
Jeannie, will you go and play?
That's Meg. Jeannie's gone. She's gone, all right?
But they both look bloody sane.
Go outside, Meg.
Go outside, will you?
I know why you lost your job.
You do know.
I heard you were caught kissing a dead girl.
You shut your mouth.
That's what I heard.
That is not true. It's a vicious lie.
I believe it.
Oh, of course you do. Of course you do. You've always thought you were better than me. Look down on me. And why? What makes you so special? Knocked up at 16 by a married man and mad as atter. Mad as a March hare.
This is Nicky.
Hello.
Nicky, this is Jeannie.
How do you do, Jeannie?
Hello.
Nicky is practically aristocracy.
I'm not.
What's aristocracy?
The ruling class.
Jeannie, please don't listen to a word he says.
Nicky grew up in a castle.
Did you?
Yes.
A real castle?
Only a small one.
She's not one of the hoi polloi like us, Jeannie.
One would think he was the son of a miner, the way he goes on. Joseph's father was a doctor.
Was he?
He was a GP. He's retired now, and he doesn't approve of my being a psychiatrist. But a father who's a GP and attendance at a minor, rather shoddy prep school doesn't make me one of the ruling classes, does it, Jeannie?
I don't know. How would I know?
Good point. Would you like to see your room?
Yes, please.
What do you think?
It's nice. It's really nice. It's big.
And the bathroom's just along the hall.
How many children live here?
There are no other children here, just you.
Just me?
Yes.
Just me in this big room?
Yes. Is that all right?
For how long?
Sorry?
How long will I be here?
Well, forever.
Forever and ever?
That's the idea.
Can my sister come too?
Your sister?
My sister. Meg, can she come and live here too?
I didn't know you had a sister.
She looks just like me.
Does she?
When I look at her and she looks at me, it's like looking in the mirror. So when I look in the mirror, it's like looking at her.
She says she has a twin sister.
She doesn't.
She doesn't?
She hasn't got anyone.
Well, she says she's got a sister called Meg who looks just like her. And she wants Meg to come and live here too.
It's a fantasy. A sister who looks just like her. It's the classic fantasy of an abandoned child.
Are you sure?
I asked the nuns and they said it wasn't true.
She seems awfully convinced.
Well, the fantasy is deeply entrenched.
I didn't know what to say to her.
It's a protective mechanism more than anything else.
No, I'm not used to children.
Give me the child until he is seven and I will show you the man.
But she's a girl, so she won't become a man, will she?
Well, of course, she won't become a man.
Mum! Mum? Mum!
What?
Will you get up?
I can't.
Why?
I don't know.
Are you poorly again?
No. Yeah, I don't know.
Please don't be poorly. We've got to go and find Gina. We've got to get her back.
We can.
Why can't we?
Because we can't. Because it's all done and dusted.
We've got to get on the train to London and find the man. Explain and say she has to come home.
What are you doing in here?
Go downstairs, Meg. Go downstairs.
I want to see Gina.
Well, you can't.
I told you. Leave your mother alone.
Go and look after the boys.
Go look after your brothers. Oh, stop that.
But I want to see Gina.
You're upsetting your mother.
I want to see Gina.
So do I. But she's gone.
I want to see Gina.
You're not to keep upsetting your mother, all right?
Sorry. Sorry, Dad.
Do you want her to go back to hospital?
No.
Because she will do. She will do if you keep on at her.
I won't keep on at her.
You better not.
But we've got to go and get Gina back.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly it. You've got to stop going on about Gina.
But we've got to go and get her back.
We can't. We can't, all right?
Why not?
Because it's over. It's finished. It's like your mother said, she's gone. And all you'll do is upset her. Every time you say her name, you'll only go and upset her. In fact, I don't want you saying Gina's name in this house ever again.
What?
Ever again, all right? Because it won't do any good. It won't do any good at all. You'll just make your mother ill. Do you understand?
I think so.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Good. Now, go and play, will you?
Doesn't she speak?
Leave her alone.
But why doesn't she speak?
She does speak.
Not much.
But she does speak.
Puts me on edge.
What does?
Her silence.
Why should she speak if she don't want to? Why should she speak for your benefit?
Like living with a ghost. Like living with a shadow of death or something. The Black Death. With black eyes.
You used to say she talked too much.
She did.
Asked too many questions.
She did.
And now you're complaining that she's too quiet.
Well, it's one extreme to another.
Maybe you told her to shut up once too often.
No, it's always my fault, isn't it? Never you. Never done anything wrong in your life. Pure as driven snow you are.
I never said I were pure.
I'm working all hours, scooping Knickerbocker glories and strawberry sundaes and banana splits, and what thanks do I get for it?
What's banana splits got to do with it?
We have to pay sixpence.
What for?
For the trip.
I'll get it in a minute.
Okay.
Just go out and play for a bit. What are you looking at?
Nothing.
Go and play. Go out and play.
I've got no one to play with.
You got your brothers. Go play with your brothers.
They're boys.
Well, I can't help that. Meg.
What?
Stop staring at me.
I'm not.
Can't stand you looking at me like that.
Like what?
With those eyes, honestly, go and play.
I wish I had a sister.
What did you say?
I wish I had a sister.
forgotten Jeannie.
Why do you think that?
She never talks about her. She never says her name. And then today, she said she wished she'd had a sister.
Did she?
She did. She's forgotten all about her.
Well, perhaps that's for the best.
For the best?
No point crying over spilt milk.
Jeannie is not spilt milk.
You know what I mean.
How can she have forgotten her?
She were only little when Jeannie went.
She didn't go, did she? You took her.
Let's not get into all that again. Let's just let sleeping dogs lie, shall we?
Sleeping dogs?
You know what I mean.
It's been 6 years.
Time flies.
I think it crawls. I think it crawls. And every day without is as long as a year. And I'll never forget her. Never, ever.
Of course you won't. Why would you?
When I look at Meg, I see Jeannie. That's who I see. That's all I see. The one who's missing. Sometimes I can't stand the sight of her. Sometimes I can't let her go.
When will you be back?
A month, possibly two.
A month or 2 months?
Is that a problem?
It's rather vague.
Well, it depends whether the whole thing takes off.
I do wonder what you get up to.
Sorry?
When you go away.
What on earth do you mean?
You know exactly what I mean, which makes me think I'm right.
Don't be absurd, darling.
We're a family, you and Jeannie and I.
I don't think of us that way.
I know you don't, but you're wrong.
Why? I never claimed to be her father, you never claimed to be her mother.
Well, perhaps not in the beginning, but that's what I've become. After 5 years, it just happens, it's inevitable. Oh, while you're gone, can I take her to Scarborough?
Scarborough?
She says she keeps dreaming about it.
Does she? She didn't tell me. She's supposed to tell me all her dreams, every single one.
Can we go or not?
So long as it doesn't interfere with her study.
Well, she can't study constantly, Joseph.
Oh, she can, she can. She has remarkable capacity.
Surely she has to play sometimes.
She must pass that exam, Nicky.
Well, she's hardly likely to fail, is she?
No, indeed, but I'd like her to pass it spectacularly.
The truth is that I don't really understand what that will prove.
What do you mean?
Well, all it will prove is that you can take a child from a humble background.
Not just humble, broken and abusive.
All right, yes. If you educate them to the hilt, then they can pass an exam like any other child from a wealthy background.
But that's not an insignificant result, is it?
But isn't that perfectly obvious already?
The point is that our society believes that the working class are stupid. That they are working class simply because they are stupid.
Well, we don't believe that.
But not everyone is as enlightened as us.
Is it how you remember it?
Sort of.
It's always strange coming back to a place you haven't been to for a long time. It gives you a funny feeling in your tummy.
Can we go down to the beach?
It's rather late. Perhaps I should go and fetch you some lunch. Are you hungry?
Yes.
Would you like fish and chips?
Yes, please.
Why don't you go down to the beach and I'll join you in a few minutes.
All right.
Go and paddle in the sea. There's lots of children down there.
Looks like a school trip.
Yes.
They won't want to talk to me.
Why won't they?
Because they'll all know each other.
Well, you never know. Why don't you try and speak to someone you like the look of? Go on. It'll be good for you.
Hello.
Hello.
Why are you whispering?
I don't know.
Have you got tonsillitis?
No.
I've always wanted tonsillitis, on account of how you can have all the ice cream you want. Have you ever had tonsillitis?
No.
Me neither. So, if you haven't got tonsillitis, why are you whispering?
This is the loudest I can speak.
Are you born like that?
Yes.
Poor you.
I like your dress.
Thank you.
Is it your best one?
Not really. Do you want to play a game?
What game shall we play?
You draw a squiggle in the sand with your eyes closed, and then I turn it into a picture.
All right.
Keep your eyes closed. Open them. There. Now I turn it into something.
What's it going to be?
Wait and see.
It's a horse.
It's a unicorn.
That's clever.
I am clever.
I'm not.
Now I do it. I close my eyes and I draw. There. Now you have to turn it into something.
I don't know how.
You can turn it into anything. Anything you like. It could be a tree, a bird, a monster, a dragon, a boat, a bicycle.
It's a rainbow. And a crown. And a princess.
There. You see? You could do it.
Are you a princess?
No.
You talk like a princess. You talk like the queen.
Right, you lot. Time to go.
I've got to go.
Well, it was very nice to meet you.
It's very nice to meet you too.
How were your trip to the beach?
Good.
I don't know why we had to pay sixpence to go to the beach. They go to on their own any day of the week.
Oh, shush your morning. How were it, Meg?
It was really good.
You're not whispering?
Oh, yeah.
Well, why aren't you whispering?
I don't know.
Listen to that.
I can hear.
Yeah, but listen. Say something else, Meg.
What do you want me to say?
See? See, she's not whispering.
How is America?
Excellent.
Are they going to publish your book, Joseph?
They are indeed.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We should celebrate.
How was Scarborough?
Good.
Something strange happened.
What was that?
Jeannie met someone.
Really?
Tell Joseph.
I met my sister.
Your sister?
On the beach.
She's completely convinced.
I didn't realise until afterwards who she was. And then she was gone and it was too late.
Did you meet her too?
No.
Nikki was buying fish and chips.
And by the time I arrived, she'd gone.
It really was her, Nikki.
But Jeannie, you don't have a sister.
I do.
Sister Juliana said you had no one.
Sister Juliana lied.
Why would she lie?
To get rid of me.
I'm sure she wouldn't actually lie, Jeannie.
She would. She was really mean.
It's a fantasy, Jeannie. A long-held, difficult-to-shift fantasy born of loneliness and neglect.
But I really did meet her.
Of course, you met a real person. But you wish so much that you had a sister that you've convinced yourself that you do when you don't. And then you meet this girl, this random girl.
She wasn't a random girl.
In the seaside town where you were born, and so you believe that this girl was her.
But she looked just like me.
In your mind, she looked just like you.
If only you'd seen her.
I failed.
Fail what?
The 11 plus.
Oh, never mind, love.
You didn't expect to pass it, did you? Girl like you, simpleton.
She's not a simpleton.
She is a simpleton. Expect her father were a simpleton too. Probably foreign.
What?
Meg, can you clear the dishes off the table?
Were he a foreigner?
Meg?
Yeah?
Can you clear the dishes off the table?
All right.
You've never said if he were a foreigner. How's like that? I'm assuming he were.
Stop talking like that.
Should have given them both away, that's what I should have done. Ah! Jesus Christ!
What happened?
You stabbed her!
I'll stab you again if you don't stop talking.
I'm bleeding!
Good!
Go, please! Call an ambulance, Meg! Don't just stand there!
I don't want to go!
You're making a scene!
I don't want to go! Barry!
Mum!
Barry's Meg!
Mum!
Meg!
Come on, Mrs. Cox, don't be silly!
I don't want to go! Meg, don't let...
Where are they taking her?
To hospital.
Why?
Because she's mad.
She's not mad.
She stabbed me with a fork.
Because you took Jeannie away.
I told you.
not to say that name.
But that's why she stabbed you.
She stabbed me because she's insane. Now get in the house.
I don't want to get in the house.
People are looking.
I wish you were taking me to St. Teresa's.
I wish I'd taken you and all.
I saw her.
What?
I saw Jeannie when I was in Scarborough.
What are you talking about?
On the beach. She spoke to me.
She can't have done.
But she did.
She can't have done because she's dead.
Dead?
She died and she is not ever coming back.
How did she die?
I can't tell you.
Did she drown on a trip to the beach?
Yes.
Was the trip to Scarborough?
How the hell should I know?
Do you think it was her ghost? Do you think it was her ghost I met?
I've no idea.
Was there a funeral?
Yes.
When was it?
Ages ago.
Why didn't you take me?
Because you don't take a child to a funeral.
But I never got to say goodbye.
Are you sure you don't want us to come with you?
Yes.
It's better if she goes alone.
I'm sure the others won't be on their own.
Exactly. She'll look independent, autonomous, confident, impressive.
I'd much rather come with you.
I don't want you to.
She doesn't want us to.
But if you're secretly nervous and don't like to say...
I'm not secretly nervous.
She's got nothing to be nervous about.
Well, I'd be nervous if I was her.
Well, she's not, so don't go making her nervous now by talking about it. You underestimate the power of suggestion, Nikki. And Jeannie, you'd better get a move on. Don't want to miss your train.
Why don't we walk you to your platform, wave you off?
It's all right, there's no need.
Stop fussing, Nikki.
Am I fussing?
No.
Yes, you are.
She's just being nice.
Otherwise known as fussing.
You know, a little more fussing from you wouldn't go amiss. In fact, it's the least you can do considering how often you bugger off to America.
America is purely about the work.
And is work one woman or several, or is it more than several?
I need to go.
Go, go.
I want to know. I want an answer.
Jeannie, would you just go?
All right. Mwah.
Thank you.
Don't miss the train.
I won't. Excuse me.
Yes?
I've got a ticket for Cambridge here.
Oh, next Cambridge train is leaving in 7 minutes.
I know. Yes. I just wanted to ask, can I swap it for a ticket to Scarborough?
Let's have a look. You'd have to pay the excess. Go via York.
All right. Can I swap it, please?
Certainly.
Is this the right bus for St. Teresa's?
Yes.
Could you give me a shout when we're nearly there?
Certainly.
I'm getting off at that stop.
Are you?
I work at the post office on the corner.
Are you a postman?
No, I'm a clerk.
Oh.
What about you?
Me?
Yeah, what do you do?
Oh, nothing. I mean, I'm still at school. Actually, I ought to be in Cambridge today at an interview to read history.
Hmm. So why aren't you there?
Because I wanted to come here more.
Oh. You don't want to ruin it, though, do you? Opportunity like that?
I needed to speak to the nuns.
At St. Teresa's?
They're still there, aren't they?
Well, I think so.
Is it still a children's home?
No.
It used to be. I used to live there.
You?
Until I was 7.
You don't sound like you grew up round here.
Well, I didn't stay here for very long.
You sound like you're on television.
Do I?
You talk like the BBC.
I'd rather talk like you.
Really?
What's your name?
David.
Pleasure to meet you, David. I'm Jeannie.
Beatles or Stones?
Sorry?
Are you a Beatles fan or a Stones fan?
Oh, I don't really listen to much modern music.
What do you listen to?
Rachmaninoff. Beethoven, Wagner, Stravinsky, you know.
Why don't you listen to modern music?
I think it's because I'm an experiment.
An experiment?
My adoptive father has sort of, what he calls anyway, hot-housed me.
Hot-housed, yeah.
Everything I'm exposed to has to be high art.
Oh. Well, you know, modern music is definitely art. I mean, whether it's high or not, I couldn't say. But people get high, though, when they're listening. Not me, because I've never smoked grass, but... Some people have. Some people do, apparently.
Well, I ought to have a listen, I suppose.
What's stopping you?
Hello.
Can I help you?
I'm looking for my family. I thought someone here might have their address. I used to live here when I was little.
Who are you?
I'm Jeannie. Jeannie Campbell-Clark.
Jeannie Campbell-Clark?
Are you Sister Juliana?
Yes.
You're still here?
Yes.
Do you remember me?
You were the little girl who flooded the bathroom.
Yes.
You went off with that man, Dr. Something-something.
Campbell-Clark. I want to find my sister.
Your sister?
I had a sister. A twin sister.
Did you? Are you sure?
Am I sure I had a sister?
You used to invent things. Children invent an awful lot of things, I find.
I had a sister. And I was separated from her. And I want to find her.
Well, I can't help you, I'm afraid.
Of course you can.
We're not allowed to give out addresses.
Is Sister Margaret still here?
Yes, why?
Can I see her?
What for?
She's the only one I liked. I'm not selling anything.
Then what do you want?
I'm looking for my sister and my mum.
You got the wrong house.
I'm not explaining myself very well.
No, you're not.
I'm looking for Nell Dodds and Meg Dodds.
Nell Dodds and Meg Dodds?
Do you remember them? The woman across the road, she said you'd lived here a long time. The longest in the whole street.
Oh, I have. I have, yes.
She said, if anyone would remember, it would be you.
Oh, it would.
So do you? Do you remember us?
What were their names again?
Nell and Meg Dodds. And there was Barry. Barry was my dad.
Barry Dodds?
Yes, Barry Dodds.
Did he have big teeth? He had very large grey teeth.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what I remember about him.
And do you remember me and my sister?
I remember boys. That's what I remember.
No girls?
There was a girl.
There were two girls.
There was one girl and lots of boys.
There were two girls.
I only remember the one.
Are you sure?
Who are you?
I'm Jeannie. Jeannie Dodds.
You talk like the Queen.
Do I?
Right, you got plums in your mouth.
Cambridge.
I don't think so.
They telephoned and asked where you were.
Oh.
Jeannie, I'm so sorry about this morning. I hope this isn't my fault.
Of course it's your fault.
Is it? Is it? Did I ruin everything?
No, of course not.
You behaved very badly. Actually, you both behaved badly.
Yes, thank you, Joseph. I think you've actually behaved much worse.
I'm not the one who ruined the day of her interview.
And I'm not the one having multiple affairs.
Not multiple affairs.
For God's sake.
I went to Scarborough.
Sorry?
That's where I went.
Scarborough?
Why did you go to Scarborough?
I went to the children's home to try and find my sister.
Oh, good Lord.
And they gave me an address, but she wasn't there. She wasn't there.
That is because she doesn't exist.
But she's so real in my head. She's so real.
Darling.
Could someone really, really make that sort of thing up?
Yes.
Could they?
Yes.
But then that makes me think that I must be mad.
Oh. You're not mad.
But to imagine a whole person, a whole life.
You were very young when your mother abandoned you. You were only 3 or 4.
I was 5.
5? Still very young. You invented a version of reality that you could live with. It's something we all do.
Do you promise? With your hand on your heart, do you promise that my sister doesn't exist?
I promise. I'm sorry, Jeannie. I really am very sorry.
Oh, darling girl, come here.
I'll just... tomorrow I'll call the college, see if they can give her another chance.
Beatles or Stones?
Beatles.
Oh, I prefer the Stones.
Don't like Mick Jagger.
What's wrong with him?
He fancies himself.
Well, John Lennon fancies himself.
Not in the same way.
It's not about that, is it? It's about the music.
Yeah, but when I'm listening to the Stones, all I can think is that Mick Jagger really fancies himself.
Have I met you before?
Don't think so.
I feel like I've.
That sounds like a chat-up line.
No, honestly, I really do feel like I've met you before.
You haven't? I'd remember.
Would you?
I would, yeah.
Why?
Why would I remember?
Yeah.
Are you fishing for a compliment?
Well, I don't know. Not intentionally, but perhaps subconsciously.
Subconsciously?
You've got lovely eyes. What's funny about that?
It's another chat-up line.
But I didn't mean it like that.
Haven't I met you somewhere before? And oh, haven't you got lovely eyes?
But I really do think I've met you before. And you have got lovely eyes. I mean, they're very dark. They're almost black. They're unusual.
I don't like them.
You don't like your own eyes?
Not really.
Why?
I don't know. Try not to look at them. When I look in the mirror, I try not to see them. Can't explain it.
I'm David.
I'm Meg.
You got a sister?
A sister?
I was thinking maybe I met your sister, I don't know.
Got five brothers.
Five?
Yeah, all younger than me. I did have a sister, but she died.
How did she die?
She drowned.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you want to dance?
Yeah, I do.
How are you, Mum?
I'm okay, yeah. How's Barry?
All right, the same.
How are the boys?
All right, the same.
I'm sorry I'm in here again.
Can't help it, can you?
Are you all right?
I'm pregnant, Mum.
Are you?
I don't know what to do.
Will he marry you?
He said he will.
He's a good man.
He is, yeah. Well, he's not a man. Not yet. He's a boy. Like I'm a girl. But I think he's good, yeah.
So not like your father, then?
I could always get rid of it.
You could.
But I don't want to. And I'd be scared of what if it went wrong. But I wanted to do things. I wanted to be things.
So did I.
You are a very fortunate young lady.
I know.
You have to stop telling her that.
Why?
Because it's not fair.
Thanks to me, you're going to enjoy an incredible education.
But it's not just thanks to you, is it? It's thanks to her hard work.
If I'd left her in that children's home...
Oh, how long are you going to hold that over her?
I just think she needs to understand how lucky she is, and I'm not always convinced that she does.
I don't think you understand how lucky you are.
Me?
To have us.
I got you a present, Joseph.
A present?
Open it.
Kinks. What is Kinks?
Listen to it when I'm gone.
Thank you, Jeannie.
You're welcome. See you at Christmas.
It's a girl. It's a girl.
She's gorgeous.
She is gorgeous.
She's got your eyes, Meg.
She has.
What should we call her?
Can we call her Jeannie?
Is anyone sitting here?
No, no.
Oh, terrible weather.
Oh, awful.
Oh, but we need it, don't we? The rain. It's been so hot.
It's been amazing, hasn't it? Yeah.
Hotter than 76.
I know.
Yeah. Can you remember 76?
Oh, I can, yeah.
I don't know what to do with my umbrella. If I just put it under the table, you won't trip over it, will you?
No, it'll be fine.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Oh, I should have thought to bring a plastic bag.
Oh, I've got a plastic bag if you want it.
Oh. Oh, yes, thank you. That would be very helpful. Just a sec. Oh, thank you very much.
Welcome.
Hello, Miss.
gentlemen. My name is Ross. Welcome aboard the 1416 Peterborough to York service.
Oh.
Just to let you know, the onboard
the sun's
shop
coming
is
out.
Now selling tea,
oh, so it is.
We
might get a rainbow.
Wine,
yeah, it should do.
Snacks, sandwiches, cakes, and biscuits.
Going somewhere
your
nice.
In coach B,
oh, well, not really. Well, it's not nice. I'm going to York for a conference for work.
Oh, right.
I should have retired, really, but I can't quite bring myself to.
Why should you, if you're still enjoying it?
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes I think it's time to make way for the next generation, you know. I'm practically an old lady.
You are not.
Well, anyway. How about you? You going somewhere nice?
Well, I'm just heading home. I've been to London, to my daughter's. She had this party, this big party. She was 50. I can't believe it, really.
You don't look old enough.
Well, I was young when I had her.
How old were you?
I was 18. We didn't know anything, did we? Well, maybe you did, but I didn't.
Well, I knew something, but not enough.
It's amazing, really. Most of the girls, well, we were all pregnant when we got married. And then most of those marriages have survived, which I find even more amazing, really. When you think about how young everybody was.
Did you stay with the father of your daughter?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We just, well, that was it. We had to get married. There was no choice, was there? Fortunately for me, it all turned out pretty well. We had two more children, both boys, and we were very happy for nearly 40 years.
And then what happened?
Oh, he died. He died of cancer 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was very quick, so I don't know. I think that's a blessing, that it was quick, I mean.
Where did you meet him?
At a dance. I loved dancing. It was a sort of escape.
What were you escaping from? Am I asking too many questions? Sorry.
No,
you don't have to tell me.
No, I mean, you know, I don't want to bore you the whole bloody train journey.
No, I'm interested, I am. But
My mum, my darling mother, she was in and out of institutions, and that left me looking after five boys, my five brothers.
Five?
Yeah, five. Five. It's ridiculous.
And no sisters?
Well, I had a sister. I did have a sister, but she died. She drowned.
Oh, goodness, I am sorry.
So am I. Sorry, I mean, I'm just telling you everything, and you only wanted a plastic bag for your umbrella. Sorry. I am really sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I was asking you questions. Don't be sorry.
It's just I can't bear not to say it, that I had a sister. I mean, I could have just said I had five brothers. I still have five brothers, because that's the truth, but there's no need to mention her at all. Well, there is a need, but it's a need in me and not a real need.
Well, a need in you is a real need, surely.
But you know what I mean.
Were you there? Were you there when it happened?
No. Oh, no, I wasn't actually there. I don't know where I was. I can't remember. I didn't even go to the funeral, which I think was a mistake. But children didn't then, did they? Anyway, so yes, I had five brothers, and whenever my mother was in hospital, it was me cooking tea and doing everything else.
Where was your father?
Oh, he was there. He was there the whole time, but he was bloody useless. Dancing was my escape. But then I think I needed something more permanent, i.e. getting pregnant and getting married.
I got pregnant at a similar age.
Did you?
I was 19. And having an affair with my university lecturer.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, I know. He was 30 years older than me, and he reminded me of my father. Yeah. Well, not my father, my sort of father. I was adopted, but he wouldn't let me call him Dad.
What did you call him, then?
His name. Joseph Campbell Clark. Although, obviously, I just called him Joseph.
Yeah. Campbell Clark would have been a mouthful.
Yes, it would. I almost kept it. The baby, I wanted to. But the university lecturer didn't want anything to do with it, and my adoptive father, he didn't want me to keep it either. I don't know why I'm telling you this. Do you mind?
I've just told you my entire life story in about 2 minutes, so no, I don't mind at all. Not at all.
Well, I went home and I told Joseph that I was going to have a baby, and he said I wasn't. And he booked me into a clinic. I think it was only just legal. Abortion, I mean. When was it legalised?
1967.
Yes, that's right.
Because I remember thinking, would I have got rid of her, my daughter, if I'd been pregnant a year later?
I thought the same thing, but in reverse. If I'd been pregnant a year earlier, then I probably wouldn't have done it. Which makes me sound like I don't believe in abortion, but I do. I absolutely do believe in women's right to choose.
but I remember sitting in a room full of girls who looked like me, in that they all looked terrified. And I remember saying goodbye. Inside, I was saying goodbye to this child, and when I knew it wasn't a child, an actual baby, yet it was cells, but cells that were rapidly multiplying. And the nurse told me I was a silly girl for crying.
She never did.
She did?
What a witch.
Yeah, she was a witch. She was. I still dream now about what I wish I'd said to her.
I can imagine. I'd have been the same.
And I got pregnant again when I was 27, living in America. And he was a bully, the father, and I thought, I can't have a baby with this man, with a bully. We'd be tied together forever, and my child's life will be blighted by this man, and my life will be blighted, and we'll never get away. So I had another abortion and resolved to come back here and find someone nice.
And did you? Did you find someone nice?
Yeah, I did. In the end.
Good.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, well, ironically, by then I was in my late 30s, and, well, for some reason I couldn't stay pregnant. I used to think I was being punished, that the miscarriages were a punishment for the abortions, that, oh, no, that must be fairly common, mustn't it, to think like that?
Yes, probably, but you know now they weren't, don't you?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Good.
Tch! I haven't talked about these things for years.
And did you ever? Did you ever have a child?
No. No, we didn't.
Oh. I'm sorry. I am sorry. I shouldn't have gone on about my children.
You didn't go on.
I just didn't imagine you without them.
Neither did I.
No.
Anyway, we've been very happy together. Despite all that. And, you know, you can't have everything, can you?
Maybe you can't.
Have you ever shared so much information in a 7-minute conversation with a complete stranger?
It's not been 7 minutes.
No, it has.
Honestly.
Yeah, well, I got on the 1416 from Peterborough, and it's now 1424, so they're 8 minutes.
Well, that is, yeah. Oh.
Look.
What?
A rainbow.
Oh, and it's a good one.
It is.
Would you like a sherbet lemon?
Oh, I would. Oh, thank you.
Jeannie, my daughter, she says I should try and meet someone else. She says I should go on a cruise. But I don't want to go on a cruise. I don't like the idea of being stuck on a boat.
Your daughter's name's Jeannie?
Yeah. Why?
Well, that's my name. Jeannie.
Is it? Is it really?
Are you Meg?
Sorry?
Is your name Meg?
Yeah. Why? What? What? What's wrong? What's the matter?
I think you're my sister.
My sister died.
I don't think... I don't think she did.
She drowned at Scarborough Beach.
Who told you that?
My dad.
He lied.
Why would he do that?
Because he didn't love us.
Is this some sort of...
No, it's me. It really is me.
But you can't be her. How can you be?
Dad took me to St. Teresa's on the bus. He said we were going for an ice cream. I stood in the street and he came out of the house and he said, which one are you? And I said, Jeannie. And he didn't believe me, but he promised me an ice cream anyway. And on the bus we were going by all these shops and I kept saying we could go to that shop or that shop or that shop.
Oh, my God.
And then I got adopted.
She was adopted, but then she drowned.
She didn't. No, I didn't. Look at me. Look at us. We need a mirror. We need a mirror.
I've got a compact in my bag. Wait a minute. Wait a second. Here we go.
I'll come round. Look at us. Together, look. Our nose. Our lips. Our eyes. She called us her black-eyed girls. She called us that.
She did.
Meg.
Jesus.
Are you all right?
You're Jeannie.
Yes.
I thought you were dead.
But I'm alive.
I would have looked.
I tried.
I'd never have given up.
They told me you weren't real.
What?
They told me I invented you.
Invented me?
They told me so many times, in the end, I believed them.
We were so little.
We were tiny.
Tickets, please. I feel dizzy.
Tickets, please.
Tickets, yeah. Yes, no, just a minute.
No, just a minute. I'm not ready.
This is my sister.
Is it?
We're twins.
Identical.
Well, look at us. Look.
Can you see? I dye my hair and she doesn't.
Imagine me with blonde hair.
Or me with white. Let...
Oh, well, yeah, I can see it.
He can see it.
Of course he can.
Thank you. Thank you.
He must think me mad.
Well, I feel mad. I feel absolutely mad.
So do I. Oh. Jeannie.
Meg.
Oh, my God, Mum.
She's alive?
Yes. She's in a home in Scarborough, up the road from me.
I could see her. I can see her.
Yeah, yes.
I never thought. I just thought.
She's 86. She's only 86, Jeannie. She came to St. Teresa's to get you back.
No, she didn't.
But you were gone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she was devastated. She was heartbroken.
Oh, my God.
They told her it was all a done deal and you were better off without her or me or any of us. Was that true? Were you better off without us?
No.
It wasn't our dad, you know, Barry. It wasn't our dad.
I know.
Really?
Yeah, he told me on the bus. He did.
Jesus.
Who was our dad?
He was Italian.
Italian?
Yeah, I think he was a prisoner of war who stayed on and then changed his mind and went home. He was called Giovanni.
Giovanni? Giovanni what?
I don't know. I don't know anymore. We should ask her. We should ask her.
When can we see her?
We can go now.
Now?
Why not?
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to.
Black Eyed Girls, Meg was played by Elsa McGregor, Charlotte Emmett, Kerry Goodison, and then Carolyn Pickles. And Jeannie was played by Rosie McGregor, Rosie Bohr, Jennifer Walser, and then Jessica Turner. Nell was played by Sabrina Sandu, Barry by Samuel James, Joseph Philip Fox, and Nikki by Sancho McCormack. Sister Juliana was Julie Teal, David Tom Forrester, and The Neighbour was played by Simon Ludders. Black Eyed Girls was written by Katie Himes, and the director was Sasha Yevtushenko.